Welcome to your guide to the Scottish Highlands by Celtic Journey, a place where rugged peaks meet mirror-still lochs and every bend in the road seems to reveal another postcard view. If you've ever wondered whether 3 days is enough to see this landscape, the answer is yes. With the right route and a bit of planning, a short trip can capture the essence of Scotland, its castles, glens and timeless hospitality without missing the highlights. Let's take a journey together through a perfect 3-day Highlands itinerary with a Celtic Horizon guided tour. Most Highland adventures begin in Edinburgh or Glasgow, where the roads north quickly open into wide valleys and green hills. The first stretch takes you through Falkirk, home to the Kelpies, two colossal horsehead sculptures that tower exactly 30 metres high. They celebrate Scotland's industrial heritage and mythic spirit, and they make for a striking first photo stop. Next, head towards Stirling Castle, one of Scotland's most important royal strongholds. From its walls, you can see the whole landscape spread out, battlegrounds, rivers, and the distant hills that lead to the Highlands proper. Inside exhibitions tell stories of Scottish kings, queens and sieges that shaped the nation. From there, follow the road through the Trossachs National Park, sometimes called the Highlands in miniature. It's a region of forests, lochs and winding lanes. And the moment you enter it, you'll understand why early poets and painters called this area Scotland's heart. By evening, you'll arrive at Loch Lomond, one of the most beautiful places to end your first day. Take a slow walk along the shoreline, watch the colours shift on the water, and maybe finish the evening in a lakeside inn with a traditional meal and local whiskey. For day two, start early, because this is your most epic day on the road. The drive through Glencoe is nothing short of spectacular, towering cliffs, waterfalls, and long valleys shaped by glaciers. The air feels ancient here. At the visitor centre, you'll find exhibitions on the MacDonald clan and the tragic massacre that took place in 1692, but even a short trail walk gives you the sense of standing inside history itself. Continue west toward Eilean Donan Castle, a stop that feels almost cinematic. Sitting on a small tidal island where three lochs meet, it's one of Scotland's most photographed landmarks, and for good reason. The interior tells the story of Highland clans, Jacobite rebellions, and the castle's painstaking restoration in the 20th century. On clear days, the reflections across the water are incredible. From there, the route turns east through the mountains toward Inverness, the capital of the Highlands. By evening, you'll be walking along the River Ness, where bridges and streetlights shimmer on the water. The city is small, lively, and full of charm. You'll find great restaurants like the Mustard Seed or Rockpool, serving fresh Highland salmon, venison, and local produce. It's the perfect way to wind down. Your final day begins on the water. Loch Ness stretches for nearly 23 miles, and a cruise here is a must. Even if you don't glimpse the famous monster, the scenery is unforgettable. Many tours include a stop at Urquhart Castle, whose ruins overlook the loch and offer perfect panoramic views. Next, travel east to Culloden Battlefield, the site of the last Jacobite uprising in 1746. The visitor centre uses immersive displays, soundscapes and artefacts to bring that moment in history to life. Walking the moor itself with flags marking the battle lines is both sobering and powerful. Return to Inverness for your final evening. You might enjoy a whiskey flight at the Malt Room or take one last stroll by the river as the city lights come on. It's a quiet, fitting end to 3 remarkable days. If your schedule allows one more day, take the route south through Loch Lomond and the Trossachs again, stopping in Callander or Aberfoyle for lunch. Along the way, consider visiting Doune Castle. This route brings you back toward Edinburgh or Glasgow for your evening return. As your 3 days begin to wind down, you might be surprised by how much you've managed to fit in. The Highlands have a way of making time feel different. And if there's one piece of advice that comes up again and again, it's to pack layers. Even on the brightest days, weather in the Highlands can turn quickly. Waterproofs, comfortable walking shoes, and a light day bag will make every stop more enjoyable. The truth is, travelling through the Highlands on your own can be amazing, but it can also mean a lot of logistics. Distances are longer than they look on the map, rural roads can be narrow, and ticket times don't always line up neatly. That's why so many travellers end up choosing a guided route instead. Book your Highlands of Scotland tour today and turn a short break into a story you'll be telling for years.